Hey everybody, welcome to the Gold Members Podcast. I believe this is edition number 17. Today I'm going to talk a little bit about the diurnal cycle. I've had some interesting emails over the last little while with regards to the different things that are taught in Kyusho, right? And I have the diurnal cycle, of course, listed as an advanced principle, even though we do talk about it in novice. And the question was more or less, you know, I've seen guys who start their pressure point teaching with quadrant theory, right? I would imagine that's probably very true. But we have set up the course and the curriculum for the purpose of making sure that the real foundational parts of it are very well ingrained into you, and then you learn to use them in an order by which you will most likely have retention and then you will most likely have results with. I can go into a woman's self-defense class and teach the quadrant theory to them. And they're going to practice it, and you know, they're going to see what it does, and they're going to get a certain result during that training. And if they get in trouble in the streets, they're going to die, because it is not something that is readily applicable without a proper foundation for it. Now, my root art is Hapkido, and in the legacy of Hapkido by which I come from, which is Koksul Hapkido, there are no forms, no patterns, no kata. So the grandmaster of the system, as it was brought to Canada, used Taekwondo ITF forms, patterns, because he was friends with General Choi, right? And then he added seven of his own that he created as foundations, right? Good stuff too. I mean, I have no objections whatsoever to it, except for at times it can be a little bit flashier than it is self-defense oriented, right? But that's not really here nor there. The first of the ITF patterns typically taught is Chunji, right? Very simple, turn left, low block, step forward, punch. You do that in four directions, and then it changes from there to a L stance, reverse middle block, step forward, punch. You do that in four directions, step forward twice, step backwards twice, and the pattern's finished. Punching as you're stepping forward and backward. Fairly simple, easy pattern. Now, I could also, instead of doing that, I could also teach them Gaebaek, which is a first and black belt for us. Gaebaek is a good, I don't know, about 60 moves, I guess. Lots of kicking, lots of striking, some unusual movements within it. But I'm not going to have a student for very long, because if they do learn it, which is going to be difficult, they're not going to understand it, and they're going to get frustrated, and they will have no foundation. That's why things are done in a certain order, right? Everybody loves a flash, but when you're jumping to the flash too quickly, it's a recipe for failing, right? Plain and simple. Okay, you got to start with basic math. You're not going to do trigonometry. So that being said, we'll go talk about the diurnal cycle. Now, I'm not going to bother to repeat it, because I've already done that, and it's certainly printed here enough for you. You got some awesome video talking about the diurnal cycle. I'm going to more or less discuss its importance. Knowing the direction of energy flow in the body is extremely useful. Right? It is also very useful, based on that cycle, knowing what the effect is of striking, as an example, the long meridian. Now, the majority of pressure point teachers, I think all of them actually, except for me, teach more points. I focus more on meridians once we get into the advanced area than I do on pressure points. Okay. You're not going to, grade for your first stand or your level one and have me turn around and go, now I'm going to tell you about a new point. Okay. It is more to do with the meridians for me than the points. And therefore, energy flow direction, it becomes very important. Right? I know that a strike on lung will also affect bladder because it is on the opposite side of the clock. So the energy in the meridians, the intensity of it will vary based on the clock cycle as well. Now it's pretty hard to look at your watch or something while you're doing this, because right now it's 10 o'clock in the morning. So, what time is it? Right? We're in spleen right now, right? but that knowledge of the fact that right now the energy flow is higher in spleen is important, not so much the time that it is. Right? It does get to be very complex, and you are going to be discovering new things about it all through your training in Kyusho, not just learning it at first hand and then applying the principles at second hand and things like that. You're going to continue to learn about it because it is a very, very important principle because of the fact that it is energy flow. You will also notice that there are, if you look at the alarm point listings, they are listed in the order of the diurnal cycle. However, the associated alarm points are not, and there's a reason for both of those. Right? Persevere with it. Make sure that you do learn it very well, so that if you look at the clock, you know right now is spleen. Well, for me, it's spleen, and then I've got heart coming up. Okay? You want to know that. You want to be able to associate that in your mind. it is not critical for the reasons that people think it is, sometimes superficially, but it does have some basis of importance. Anyways, that'll be it for today's vidcast. I'm doing a vidcast today, that's why it messes it up. For today's Gold Members podcast, I hope you guys enjoyed it, and keep persevering with your studies, and I'm always here to answer your questions. Bye for now.